Going to the Caves, by Alan Buffery. Arriving and leaving Athens was dreadful. It gave us both quite a handful of typical Grecian sounds, of politics all round, their noisy heat and ramblings beyond our understanding. The bus ride was really quite fun, as we journeyed down into the sun, into the Peloponnese, searching for coffees and teas, looking for something to eat that didn't contain any meat. Patras was then our first stop. Didn't like it there, not a lot, but there it was on the coast, of which there was something to boast, and suntans proved it was hot. We found then we were within reach of a small but pebbly beach, and there in a hat was some silly prat, trying to look like a peach. Then on to Olympia we pushed, ruins that we wanted to see, the Temple of Zeus, with stones that are loose. The athletes ran naked and free. We stayed there one day, and went south, our way, to Tripoli, Sparta and Mystra, our feet experiencing blisters, as hill we climbed without delay, and from there on the summit, the views we found fit, for rulers and kings, of past Placisa endy things, in castles and churches we sit, then decided to go, to sweet Gythio. The sea here is blue, the sky was blue too, and fishers we're trying to know, and now I have to rave about Spilae, in English that's caves. I got high as a kite, neath huge stalactites, on lakes without any waves. It was there underground, with hardly a sound, we saw amidst lights, such beautiful sights, of castles and columns around.